And the first thing we need to do is to pray for one another. And I believe in the power of protective prayer. And do you remember what Hosea said when his wife was compromising? Remember, he said, put a hedge of protection around her. Do you remember what happened with the brothers of the Shulamite that eventually married Solomon? And they prayed. And if you look at Song of Solomon, it's incredible because these older brothers are saying, God, if she's a wall, then keep her a wall. All right? But if she's a door, open to sin, board her up. Listen, you may have children that are open to immorality. God, board her up. I can't be with her at all times. Board her up. But if she's a wall, she's impregnable. That's a really good word in light of immorality. She is not open to sin. Oh God, fortress her up even more. Put a hedge of protection around her. Do you pray that for your children? You pray that for your wife? You pray that for your pastors, for your church? Listen. We don't pray enough for pastors. And what's amazing to me that I've observed all over this world, I have been to so many countries where this has happened, is that when the Baptist falls, the world doesn't say, look at those Baptists. They say, look at those Christians. When the Presbyterian falls, they don't say, oh, well, look at those Presbyterians. They say, look at those Christians. When a Pentecostal or charismatic falls morally, they don't say, look at those Pentecostals and charismatics. They say, look at those Christians. So I think it behooves us to pray, even for those that might have theological difference from us, who are part of the family of God, and we can fight over theology over a cup of coffee, but we better be praying for each other, because when that guy down the street falls, we all fall. 1 Corinthians says that. We all fall. So pray. You pray for the church of Jesus Christ around this world. You pray for your children, your children's children. I pray for my great-grandchildren. I'm only 63. I don't have great-grandchildren. But I pray for them. I pray for my wife. I pray for my children, of course. I pray for my children's friends because they have greater influence on them than we do when they were growing up. I pray for their teachers, their coaches, their mentors. Prayer. And then secondly, you have to protect them. And I don't know if there's anything more protective than loving but hard questions. And I have accountability groups. I'm blessed. I believe in the value of having people not be intimidated by me, not be impressed with my positions, titles, performances. That love me enough to treat me as a made of dust human being with flesh, battling spirit, and ask me the hard questions. And so let me tell you what will happen to me when I get home. My accountability partners, some fellow pastors, will ask me questions like, how's your walk with God? Do you have something special going on with not yesterday. When you were traveling, did you have time with him? Or were you just putting out? They will ask me, how's your family? How's your wife? And if we were to ask her, would she tell you that you're telling the truth? How are your children? How's your family? Really? They'll ask me, did I look at anything inappropriate in any form of media? They'll ask me, did you have any thoughts that were inappropriate, or were you in any context where others would have suspected something? Were you in a compromising position of any sort? Nothing may have happened, but they will ask me, what did I read? What did I watch? They will ask me about my conversations with people. But then they'll ask me the ultimate question. And that is, did I compromise my answer to any of the above questions? Because we're good at making ourselves look good. And that's the toughest question of all. In the book, The Purity War, I designed 18 worksheets that ask questions based on the fruit of the Spirit. How you doing in the area of love and joy and peace and patience? But, you know, even self-control, how you doing? It's not formulaic. It's not a program. It's that desire to interact with a fellow human being that you love in Christ because you want them to be successful. Why? Because I am my brother's keeper.